come, everybody, come and take a look at the Attica massacre and learn a lesson. Come, everybody, come at the green cages of apartheid in America.
Everybody, get up! Get up!
Still be you, one that's done all the things you set out to do. Stand, there's a cross for you to bear, things to go through if you're going anywhere. Woo, 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 stand for the things that you know are right. It's the truth that the truth makes them so uptight. Stand, all the things you want are real. You have you to complete and there is no deal. So everybody, get up, get up. Sitting much too long, there's a permanent crease in your right and wrong. Stand, there's a midget standing tall, and a giant beside him about to fall. So everybody, get up, get up.
States of America. First of all, we want it to be known that in the past we have had some very, very treacherous experiences with the Department of Correction in New York State. They have promised us many things, and they have given us nothing except more of what we already got. Brutalization, murder inside this penitentiary. We do not intend to accept or allow ourselves to accept this situation again. Therefore, we have composed this declaration to the people of America to let them know exactly how we feel and what it is that they must do and what we want primarily, and not what someone else wants for us. We're talking about what we want. The entire, and then and again, it seems to be a little misunderstanding about why this incident developed here at Attica. And this declaration here will explain the reason. The entire incident that has erupted here at Attica is not a result of the dastardly bushwhacking of the two prisoners September 8th of 1971, but of the unmitigated oppression wrought by the racist administrative network of this prison throughout the year. We are men. We are not beasts, and we do not intend to be beaten or driven as such. The entire prison populace, that means each and every one of us here, have set forth to change forever the ruthless brutalization and disregard for the lives of the prisoners here and throughout the United States. What has happened here is but the sound before the fury of those who are oppressed. We will not compromise on any terms except those terms that are agreeable to us. We call upon all the conscientious citizens of America to assist us in putting an end to this situation that threatens the lives of not only us, but of each and every one of you as well. We have set forth demands that will bring us closer to the reality of the demise of these prison institutions that serve no useful purpose to the people of America, but to those who would enslave and exploit the people of America. Our demands are such. We want complete amnesty, meaning freedom from all and any physical, mental, and legal reprisals. We want now speedy and safe transportation out of confinement to a non-imperialistic country. We demand that the federal government intervene so that we will be under direct federal jurisdiction. We want the governor and the judiciary, namely Constance B. Motley, to guarantee that there will be no reprisals. And we want all facets of the media to articulate this. We urgently demand immediate negotiations through William M. Kunstler, attorney at law, 588 9th Avenue, New York, New York. Assemblyman Arthur O'Eve of Buffalo. The Prison Solidarity Committee of New York, Minister Farrakhan from the Muslims. We want Huey P. Newton from the Black Panther Party, and we want the chairman of the Young Lord Party. We want Clarence B. Jones of the Amsterdam News. We want Tom Wicker of the New York Times. We want Richard Roth from the Courier Express. We want the Fortune Society. Dave Anderson of the Urban League of Rochester. Blind Eva Barnes. We want Jim Engren of the Democratic Lit Chronicle of Detroit, Michigan. We guarantee the safe passage of all people to and from this institution. We invite all the people to come here and witness this degradation so that they can better know how to bring this degradation to an end. This is what we want. We
right now. Come on! Come on! Also, we want Joe Walker from Mohammed Speech newspapers.
And we want this to be understood. All these people that we've asked for, we love them, and I believe they care something about us. And we don't want them here next year. We want them here now.
For the past 4 days, I have been doing everything humanly possible to bring this tragic situation to a peaceful conclusion. My main concern throughout has been for the safety of the hostages, the correction officers, the state police, National Guard personnel, local enforcement personnel, and the inmates as well.
Did you request to be brought here?
Yes, I wanted to speak, to talk to Rockefeller, and to tell him that complete amnesty must be given. This is not a joke here. People out there have to know. We've been left out of communications over there. No one's come over to see us, asked us our opinion, anything. That's why I asked for this.
You mean the administration?
The administration, right.
Opinion on it.
Right. The administration never came over to see us over there.
Now, would you like to say something to your family? Do you have a family? Would you like to say something?
Yes,
to
I have a wife and two kids, a boy and a girl. And I hope to see them again sometime if Rockefeller can straighten this mess right out.
And you do want him to come here? You want him to come here?
Yes,
now?
I want him to come here now, straighten this mess out.
The question was, you do want to live?
Yes, I do want to live. Just like everyone else here.
Right.
Thank you. Okay.
Do you think that they will really sacrifice the guards before they will agree to the demands of the prisoners?
Yeah, I had hoped the guards would not be expendable, but I think from the reaction here that they are expendable.
Did you say the guards are expendable?
If the governor's remarks mean that he won't come and intervene, then I come to the conclusion the guards' lives are expendable.
Do you think that Commissioner Oswald has another alternative?
Of course he has an alternative. Time. Just to wait. And prisoners said they would take no action whatsoever if they had more time. And it seemed to me that time, in all justice and humanity, should have been given. Time can make, you know, a lot of shades of difference in negotiation. And time can save lives. And I would think that no stone should have been unturned in order to save those lives. they want to kill 39 guards and 1,500 prisoners, that's one thing. If they have any respect for human life, time is a lot easier to buy than life.
But, Mr. Coulter, in time, isn't the only way to get out of this really to grant the amnesty that they're asking?
Well, but there are shades of amnesty. There are ways to negotiate it. There are lots of things
about,
that could be done.
What's the shade of amnesty that might be acceptable to the prisoners?
The governor might promise commutation, immediate commutation. He might promise a certain limit on punishment. He might promise executive clemency, an executive pardon. I mean, there are a dozen different ways in which that cat could be skinned.
A few moments ago, state police troopers moved into the unsecured areas of the institution to restore order under specific orders to only use force to meet force or to protect the lives, if possible, of the hostages. At the same time, a riot control gas was dispersed at 9:48 by helicopters in an effort to immobilize persons in the unsecured areas.
But if we could somehow get an agreement that they would release one day a week, they would release one hostage a day for 1 week at 9 a.m., and then beginning at 10 a.m., there'd be 1 hour of negotiation a day in D block. That arrangement would be made. That's 1 week.
We, you know, I think I should say that Trump, or what I will say, will be the last time. There will be no more negotiating of D block. Now, I made that clear. I stated that in the statement I gave them.
We just have, only thing that we have a question of now,
yes,
is 200 or 300 lives. And while I think it's noble that we stand on the law and on our principles, I just wonder how we're going to cut it to the people about the lives. And I know it's a difficult decision to deal with. What about the lives?
You guys tell us your name before you start.
Mike Smith.
What?
Mike Smith.
Champ, switch the mic over to him.
Your name, please?
Art Smith.
Are you brothers?
No. Related at all?
No. Would you tell us how you have been treated since you've been arrested by the inmates?
Speaking in behalf of all the officers and civilians, we've been treated excellently, medically. These people couldn't do any more for us than they've already done. We've been given food, shelter. We've been given food, shelter. We have mattresses when they have none. We've just been treated very well by all of them.
In the whole group, are there at this time any men who are either sick or injured in any serious way at all?
No, there are not.
Neither sick nor injured?
Neither sick nor injured.
Are you being coerced to make this statement? Do you feel you're being coerced to make this statement?
No, not at all.
You're making this voluntarily?
I'm making this totally voluntarily.
What is the principal request that you have of any administration officials at this time?
To get on the ball.
Yeah. That total amnesty be granted these people. That all the other demands be granted these people. That whatever people they have on the roofs, outside, anybody with a weapon, anybody with anything of a militant manner, leave.
Just get them off the rock.
How about the request that Governor Rockefeller make an appearance here?
I'd suggest he get his ass here now. I'd like to say this. I think I'm speaking for all of us. We're not scared of any of you people. We know it's not you hurting us. But the people outside, the governor, the people that elected the governor, and all the people in the United States, we're awaiting their decision, and we want to see them meet all your demands. Again, I say I really want, and we all want, the people on the roofs to get off.
Mike, in making the statement you just made that it's not the people in here who are hurting you, but it's the people outside, have you been coached to make that statement? Any pressure, any promise, anything of any kind?
But no.
Can you say something convincing in that regard? Because it will sound so to many people.
Yes, I think that the unity as one, white brothers, black brothers, Puerto Rican brothers, all you people show that you've got yourselves together. The mere fact that we haven't been injured. Ed Cunningham said before that in the initial stage of this, there were some injuries. This couldn't have been done without some injuries. But you people have gone to extreme to take care of us. I haven't been coached to say this. I haven't been pressed to say this by anyone.
Yeah, I have a family.
Yes, I have a wife. I have a daughter born May 26, 1971. I wish I could be home with them. We all wish we could be home. By we, I don't mean 38 of us. I mean all of us. All 1,538 of us.
To my information, from my people and comrades from Attica State Prison, they have informed us, we that are trying to serve our people, that an officer that has been mentioned by the press, which has been using rhetorics and trying to destroy what really, really happened, is that the officer died of a heart attack. Right? This officer was sent to the hospital by the prison administration. Later on, 2 days later, this officer passed away in the hospital. Now, this administration, run by Bancusi, and now who's in command, Oswald, and his supreme commander, Rockefeller, is trying to charge us with murder. This is not so. So myself and our people in Attica are trying to tell you that we did not murder this officer. Now, there was another officer that got sick also with a heart attack. Very critically, the inmates of Attica requested and begged to Oswald to take him out of the compound and confinement of the yard. The inmates had to wage a struggle with administration to take this officer, this sick person, that was very critically ill, to a hospital. We want to tell the public, why should we kill one and spare the other? Right now, these officers, which we are calling hostage, are in our power. And we are treating them more humane than we have been treated. We always have been treated in Attica State Prison and all concentration camps as animals. Always been dehumanized. Always been deprived of our rights, of our constitutional rights, human rights, and natural rights.
Yes. The claim by the administration is that the correction officer who died was thrown from a second floor window.
Say it out loud.
Okay. Look around here.
Come show him out. Get all those bars clean.
Will you answer that for the press, please?
Yes. I wish I had some kind of way to show you the bars in front of the window so you can understand and see for yourself. See for yourself how can a man throw himself out a window while the bars are no larger than at least around 6 inches.
If he could fit through the window, wouldn't you all have been out of here before now?
Yes.
There's another question I'd like to ask. We're not really getting into an ethnic matter here, but how many black or Puerto Rican correction officers are there in this institution?
We have only one Puerto Rican officer and none black.
How many inmates are there in the institution?
2,200.
About what is the breakdown in terms of blacks and Puerto Ricans?
85% black and Puerto Rican.
Thank you.
Thank you. There are 200 people doing life in this place called Attica.
What's your name? Montgomery.
Montgomery.
Right. And I'm from South Carolina. Please Montgomery. Listen, I always sling down home that these the black people had problems. But I'm going to tell you something. You don't know the half of it. These people in here are treated like dogs. Not only the black, the Puerto Rican, the black, and the white.
Right on.
And I want everyone to know that we're going to stick together, we're going to get what we want, or we're going to die here.
Let
all
of
them. Well. I thought things were bad down home, but I've never seen anything like this. The people in here are treated like dogs, not only the black, the Puerto Rican, and the white. And we're going to get what we demand, or we're going to die trying.
Hold it, thank you. Hold it. Mr. Wickham, the New York Times, I have a few questions you're going to have to ask. They're homies.
You're from South Carolina, I'm from North Carolina. Whereabouts in South Carolina are you from?
Well, I was born and raised around Conway.
Around Conway, South Carolina? I was born and raised around Hamlet, North Carolina.
That's
and we both learned a little something in our day, hadn't we?
You better believe it.
Treatment of people in the world. I said we both learned a little something in our day about black people that we didn't know when we were born, when we lived down south.
Well, I've learned so much that I want to ask that brother for a plane ticket when we get him.
Would you tell me what your name is?
My name is Johnny Delgado. I'm a Puerto Rican, and I'm proud to be a Puerto Rican. And I've always been proud to be a Puerto Rican. Now, I'm going to lay it on you the way it is. I'm going to tell you what's happening. These people here are trying to kill us. All these dogs up there with all those rifles are trying to kill us. But we ain't going to quit. You know, we're not going to quit? Because we're one. We're one unit. We're tired of being beaten. We're tired of being oppressed. We're going to get this if we all have to die. All of us.
Here.
Mi hermana, yo sé que yo voy a morir. Pero no me importa porque... Por lo que voy a morir... Es... Algo... que nosotros todos que estamos trabajando para la gente tenemos que hacer. Yo quiero que los hermanos y las hermanas que sigan uniéndose unos a los otros, no solamente en Nueva York o en Buffalo o en otro estado, sino en el mundo completo y especialmente en Puerto Rico. Yo sé que yo voy a morir y quizás no vea a mi bonito Puerto Rico libre, pero yo sé que yo tengo muchos hermanos y hermanas que van a pelear por la libertad de nuestra gente. Estas palabras me dijo el hermano a mí, Domingo Rodríguez. Me dice: Mingo, por favor, habla con la gente y dale el mensaje a la gente de lo que está pasando aquí. Dile a la gente lo que le va a pasar a ellos si no se unen. Por favor, hazlo pronto. Y los hermanos también que andan contigo, que pasen la palabra lo más rápidamente que puedan. Los quiero a todos y no me olvidaré. Adiós.
Mingo, could you also briefly just say what you said in Spanish? Could you also briefly say it in English?
To my brothers and sisters all over the world, especially in Puerto Rico, I know that I'm going to die, but I'm going to die fighting and not on my knees. And I hope that all my brothers and sisters will fight the same way for the liberation of our people. P.S. Please, Brother Mingo, it is up to you and the brothers with you to let the people out in the street know what is happening to us here. It is up to you to get the brothers and sisters together. And it's up to you to make sure that our message gets across to our people. I know that I'm going to die. I'm crying. My tears are coming down and I'm afraid. But this has to be done.
Their own words. That it is a choice between whether we must live like animals, then we are prepared to die like men. And that best expresses their mood. They felt that, yes, they were in Attica prison because they had, at an earlier time, committed a crime. But having been here, that sort of established an equilibrium. They had paid their debt to the society. We're in the process of doing that. Being in a state then of equilibrium, that didn't mean that by being an inmate that they had to be treated as animals.
From your conversations last night, do you think that they expected today's action?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
They expected that sometime within the span of time from the last time we were in cell block D together until now, that they would have to recapture their manhood. That's what they felt they would have to do.
Now, what do you think?
I have proven my word to him. He has yet to prove his word to me.
We have given the commissioner our answer, and the next move is entirely up to him. Anything that results will be the result of the commissioner moving, not us.
The helicopters are riven up, the two army helicopters, and those are the ones that are supposed to be loaded with the gas. In fact, we are sneezing and our eyes are smarting now. The word is that they are supposed to be moving in on all sides. At present, we haven't seen the National Guard. At least I haven't seen the National Guard. but from the activity that has been going on since yesterday, they could be working from the back, which none of us can get around to the back. They could be attacking from that end. As you will hear on the interviews that I've had with Rudy Garcia, who was inside, that the brothers have been tipped off, that they have even planted dynamite. And the noise that you hear in the background right now is the riving up of the helicopters. And the time is 9:45. And I'm here. And I'm supposed to be reporting this, and I'm supposed to be unemotional. But my people, my brothers in there, are going to be slaughtered. And it's very difficult to be a professional reporter this time. Our consul has been refused admittance, and now one is going off. One Army helicopter is taken off. That means that they are now beginning to attack. You don't have to be in Vietnam. Vietnam is here now. This is it. It's coming and circling around. Plain adulterated murder is going to happen. This consular, who's a lawyer, said that there's all degrees of amnesty. But Rockefeller and Commissioner Walsh has proven that they will sacrifice the hostages before they will let the men go. That's the helicopters you hear. Going overhead. Gunshots are being fired in. The helicopter is taking the right-hand side of cell block D. That's where the brothers are. It's going in. It's coming in now. But if you hear the shots, they're shooting inside. And no one is going to tell me that those are any damn tear gas canisters. They're shooting. This system don't give a about anybody. You son of a bitch! They're going back for one more try. We all coughing. Now the troops are going in. They got the gas masks on. Sniper rifles. M5s, M1s. They're going in. Helicopter is going over again. They're going in. There's already been shooting. The gas is getting all of us. I hope that whatever black brothers and sisters that are listening, that will be listening, you better get on the case, man. This is it. One group has just come out. Just come out, coughing and sneezing. Those are the son of a bitch that were firing in there. The police. This is what it is. This is reality. You got to fight. You got to get killed to ask to be treated as a human being. This is what it's all about. Joking time is over. Anybody that thinks that it's any different This is where it's at for black people. I ain't got no choice. When that many people are killed in 10 minutes, it's now 10 minutes to 10. It was 2:15 when they went in. How many people were they able to kill?
See what happened.
The helicopter's going around, and they're asking the inmates to surrender peacefully. Okay. All right. One helicopter is now landed. Another helicopter may be coming in for a landing. We don't know. They've softened them up for the troops. We will now wait and see what's the outcome. No, it's not landing. It's going back over again for one more. They're asking them to put their hands above their heads. Helicopter going over. Circle one more time.
Put their hands on their heads and move away from the hostages.
All right, they're saying. All right, I was just clarifying. They're asking them to put their hands. Saying, put your hands above your head and move away from the hostages, and you will not be harmed. And this is the message that they are radioing down from the helicopter that is circling over cell block D. We at this moment do not know what is happening because we are standing in front of a stone wall like Rockefeller. So we can't see what the brothers are doing inside. He goes by again, and he's telling them that they will not be harmed. They're now asking them to sit down with their hands clasped behind them. The Second Army helicopter is now landed. It is now a helicopter which is NISP. That belongs to the state. The Army helicopter is now landed. This is the second one. It is landed. Police cars are moving in the back. They're going behind the prison, a point where we cannot see. They are going behind the prison. A police van is going behind the prison. It's NI5P. The helicopter now seems to be making tighter and tighter circles. Before, it was coming practically over to the wall where we are, but it's tightening. And I don't know exactly what they're saying, but it's tightening. And the helicopter's number finally is N115P. That's the number of the helicopter. They said that they have been able to get two of the guards out. Smith, who by all of the inmates' testimony seemed to be one of the decent guards. Klein, another guard, is out. Two guards are out. And it seems from all of our information previously that those were two of the guards that they said had been decent. I don't know about the others at this point. At this point, we will see.
Mitzel, Strollo, Ray Klein, Curly Watkins, Art Smith, Kowalski and Jackson, Johnny Stockholm. They're out.
Those names that you just heard was yelled across. Now the police have not learned anything from this incident. They are now harassing the press. They haven't learned anything. Nothing has fazed them. They are still the same. Still the same. It's now 5 after 10. What did he say? Steve Wright is out. They're still telling them to put their hands above their heads and they will not be harmed. Some of the guards have been gotten out. I don't know how many at this stage of the game, but some of them have been gotten out. I don't know if the inmates were or did carry out their threat to kill the hostages. We won't know that for some time. The National Guard is now moving in. 2 jeeps, 3 jeeps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 truckloads of National Guards have just come on the ground. They're going again in the back of the prison. They say they're going to attack from the back, the rear. We can't see what's going on. We can't speculate. Only thing I know is that I know damn well they're breaking in. Okay. The ambulance is also going to the back. All of the activity from now on evidently is going to be taken from the back. We can't see. No one will see this on television so they can get titillated behind it. They're going in the back, so we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know who they're bringing out. We don't know if they're bringing out the brothers or some of the guards. You don't have to be in Vietnam to find out what a battlefield looks like. We're looking at it right here in Attica, New York, the great United States of America. They're coming in. It's at least a good 20 convoy trucks, troops, full-dress battle gear, are now on the grounds. Now coming towards the prison in rows of threes. It's either the state police or the National Guards. However, I think it's the state police. I won't be able to make that clear until they get actually up here. Or they may be going in a side door there. But if they follow the same routine, they will be going through the main entrance of Attica State Prison, which I'm standing on top of WCBS TV van. Right. They're coming to go through the main entrance. And standing in the main entrance is the police of Attica. They just called out another name. Freebie. They just made the statement that Walker wants to go back, and the police are yelling, white power. It hasn't meant anything that 29 of their co-workers were nearly killed. The company of police that I told you were coming forward are now standing in formation at ready with sniper rifles, carbines, M1s, gas masks, and billy clubs. and they are the state troopers. They are now standing at ready in lines of twos, ready to go in. The helicopter is still going around. It's still going around, asking the brothers to surrender. More troops, more troop trucks are coming in. Before I said that there was about 20. It seems to be that there must be at least 40 jeeps. Here comes a truck with some type of pulley for the wall. What kind of truck is that?
That's a crane.
That's a crane truck.
The Army Engineers.
Right. Someone just told me that the Army Engineers are coming. Here comes a diesel fuel truck. This is a battlefield, folks, in the United States of America, the home of the brave and the land of the free. They're bringing in flammable. Suppose that's for the torch throwers. One, two, three. Here comes another crane truck. Three crane trucks just come in. They are now shooting tear gas from the tower in cell block D. You hear it. They are now moving out in formation. The police that I spoke of before. And as crazy as these people are, they may start firing on the press. Who knows? I'm waiting to see some tanks. Tanks might be coming in. Who knows? Anything can happen. Anything can happen. No black man needs to go to Vietnam to find out what war is all about. He needs to be here. War is here. This is war. I wonder how many of those guards are going to become radical because the system showed that they didn't give a damn about him. They're now telling them.
Is that gunpowder?
Yeah, over here, Mike, to your right.
All right.
There's power down there.
Oh, yeah? They're shooting?
That's a canister. That's a canister. Right, it smokes when it goes out. They're still shooting tear gas. They're dropping it in. Now, if you can imagine, being in a box. It is muggy, there's no wind. So imagine what happens when gas is being dropped on top of you. There's no wind, and it is a muggy day. It settles, and you're stifling, and you're choking.
I would like to say this to all people of color worldwide. So many times and so often, the black man in the various penal institutions and concentration camps throughout America read about you on the other side of Babylon calling for what you so label as nation time. All I want to say is please, those people on that side of Babylon, let our actions here in Attica concentration camp be a prime example to you and right on to the cause.
Right.
There will be demonstrations. There will be rhetoric. There will be demonstrations, there will be rhetoric. There will be demonstrations and rhetoric. rhetoric and demonstrations? Damn demonstrations and rhetoric.
Everybody! Get up! Get up!
Still be you, one that's done all the things you set out to do. Stand, there's a cross for you to bear, things to go through if you're going anywhere. Woo, 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 stand for the things that you know are right. It's the truth that the truth makes them so uptight. Stand, all the things you want are real. You have you to complete and there is no deal. So everybody, get up, get on up now. Stand.
Damn demonstration.
I just want you to get up, get on. Sitting much too long, there's a permanent crease in your right and wrong. Stand, there's a midget standing tall, and a giant beside him about to fall. So everybody, get up.
Damn it, like David.
They will try to make you wrong, and they know what you're saying makes sense at all. Stand.
Damn.
Don't you know that you are free? Well, at least in your mind, if you wanna be. So.